Vanda Pharmaceuticals has been one of our exhibitors this convention, we have learned about a new disease called the non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, which is seen in blind people. So here is Roger Sykes from Vanda Pharmaceuticals to describe more about the disease and the treatment. Roger?
Thank you very much, Denise. I appreciate it, the introduction. And on behalf of Vanda Pharmaceuticals, thank you for allowing us to be here today. We at Vanda are very proud of our partnership with the National Federation for the Blind, both at the national and state and local levels. For those of you that do not know, Vanda Pharmaceuticals is a pharmaceutical company based in Washington, D.C. We're focused on developing treatments and therapies for individuals with unmet medical needs like non-24 sleep-wake disorder. Many of you may have, I've spoken to many of you as we over the past day or last evening, but seem to be aware of non-24 through the campaigns that we've done. We've over the past few years, we've put together accessible websites, information in both audio and braille formats. We've obviously run TV and radio ads that a lot of you I see nodding your heads. And I'll assume you're tracking with me versus being pre-diagnosed non-24 and dozing off. We're very proud of the work that we've done and the partnerships that we've developed. As you know, non-24 is a serious and chronic circadian rhythm sleep-wake disorder that affects up to 70% of the totally blind population. Everyone has an internal circadian rhythm clock, and for most of us, it actually runs a little bit longer than 24 hours. For sighted individuals, that clock is reset by light cues every day. For the totally blind, that's impossible, and their internal clock ends up running and becoming out of sync with their environment. And that can cause a lot of challenges, especially if you've pulled all-nighters. You know what it feels like when your body is saying, go to sleep, and it might be 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and you have to finish a job, finish school, or just try to have social interactions with your family, relatives, friends, et cetera. So I just wanted to let you know that we have developed Hetlioz, which I have information on outside the booth here, or at our booth. And Hetlioz is the first and only prescription medication approved for the treatment of non-24. And it is developed, obviously, to help relieve those challenges that the totally blind population face. Instead of listening to me drone on, I thought it would be a good idea to have somebody that can share his experience. Thomas has actually lived with the challenges of non-24 and also experienced some relief by using Hetlioz. So I just wanted to introduce Thomas so he could share his thoughts and experiences with you all. Thomas?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You guys can hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, great. So I'd like to first thank Vanda Pharmaceuticals for this opportunity to share my personal story about living with non-24. For years, I lived my life out of rhythm with my family. My circadian rhythms were off, which caused my sleep pattern to be off, and because of all that, my attitude was way off. Before I was fortunate enough to participate in the clinical trial for Tasmeltion, which is now known as Hetlioz, my mornings, they often started like this. 3:32 a.m., announced the robotic voice of my talking wristwatch. Once again, I'm awake, feeling as though I'd never fall asleep again, and it's only 3:32 in the morning. My wife and two daughters are all sleeping peacefully in silence. Now, my nights, they haven't always been like this. I was born with retinoblastoma, or eye cancer, in both eyes, and my left eye was removed as an infant to stop the spreading of cancer to my brain. The right eye was treated with radiation, and while these treatments saved my life and my vision in my right eye, They were also responsible for a growth discovered over 30 years later, requiring the removal of the right eye. And that happened 3 months after my family and I moved into our new home and were settling into our new lives. I began noticing a change in my sleep patterns around 6 months after that surgery. Not long after going to bed in the evening around 11, I'd awaken, and it never felt as refreshing as a full night's sleep, but it was clear my body was done sleeping. My new routine consisted of waking up in the middle of the night. I'd sometimes wake up as early as midnight and sit in my bathroom reading audiobooks in silence. Prior to my diagnosis with non-24, I could never really explain why I felt the way I did. My family and friends, they seemed to assume it was a result of me being angry about losing my sight, and that just irritated me even more. The truth is, I did go through the various stages of grief when I lost my sight, and I was ready to move on with my life, but as much as I tried to change how I was feeling, nothing I did worked. There were occasional breaks with my unusual sleep patterns, and I seemed to be almost in rhythm with my family. Each break found me hopeful that whatever was causing my poor sleep was gone, but inevitably, it would cycle back again. When I first mentioned the problem to my doctor, I made it clear I wasn't really interested in prescription sleeping pills. By this time, I was trying a variety of home remedies, from warm baths, drinking tea or warm milk before bedtime, to even taking melatonin, but nothing really helped. And the disruptive pattern to my sleep continued for years. It took a while, but I eventually became aware of sleep issues in people who are totally blind from a presentation held during the American Council of the Blind Convention. Now, before this, I never made the connection between my sleep issues and blindness. When I heard about the Vanda sleep study, I was excited, but very reluctant to participate. My history with very rare cancers and a fear of doing something to negatively impact my health kept me from investigating the study further. Instead, I thought I would wait until the study was completed and the drug was approved. But by the winter of 2012, I reached my lowest point. I was barely able to sleep at night, and that made me even more irritable. I knew that this problem kept recurring, so I decided to pursue the non-24 sleep study. After speaking with the Vanda representative, I was comfortable beginning the process because I knew I could back out at any time, but I never really considered that. I was thrilled to finally receive a diagnosis of non-24 from the doctors conducting the study. I felt validated now. People could no longer assume that I was just angry because of losing my sight. From the first time receiving Helios, I began looking forward to bedtime because I was optimistic to see if it would work for me. Over time, it allowed me to fall asleep easier when I wanted to fall asleep instead of when my body decided it needed to sleep. Although I was still waking up during the middle of the night, I was able to fall back asleep. Even my constant sleepiness during the day began to decrease. Now, I've noticed that since starting Helios, I dream more often, and those dreams are more vivid. I've experienced no other side effects, even though some people have experienced side effects like headaches, elevated liver enzymes, and upper respiratory infections. Now, before taking any drugs, you need to understand the potential side effects, and that information is available at this meeting. A month or two after beginning the medication, I had the greatest experience. Y'all ready for that? I slept an entire 7.5 hours without ever waking up.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, my sleep isn't perfect, and I still go through nights where I don't sleep as much as I like to. And periodically, I still find myself awake at 3:32 a.m. The difference now is that I can usually fall back asleep. However, this is how Helios has affected me, and your experience with Helios might be different. I'm hopeful that other people who have suffered in silence with non-24 will have the opportunity to see if the treatment will work for them and to discuss this possible treatment with their physicians. Before I became totally blind, I knew what it was like to get a good night's sleep, to be in rhythm with the world. That's what made me really notice that something was wrong. And now, it's a wonderful feeling to be more in sync. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that presentation. Vanda is going to be outside of our meeting room, so if you have more questions during lunch, by all means, feel free to go over and ask.